In 1992, the representatives of China's National People's Congress voted to build a hydroelectric dam at the site of the Three Gorges on the Yangtze River. Engineers drew up their plans, work got underway. A small cofferdam was built to create a channel that would divert the flow of China's most powerful river. A new ship lock on the left bank allowed navigation to continue. 5 years after the vote to start the project, the flow of the Yangtze River was blocked. A second cofferdam was used to build the dam itself, together with a power station. A permanent ship lock replaced the first lock. 10 years after the vote, the second cofferdam was removed and the Yangtze River flowed again, filling the reservoir. During the construction, the Chinese government relocated more than 1.3 million people and over 1,000 towns and villages were flooded. By the time the dam opened, construction had cost around $24 billion and at its peak, employed over 26,000 workers. The dam reached as high as 185 metres and stretched more than 2 kilometres across the river. With 26 turbines, it could generate 20 times the power of the Hoover Dam. It now has 32 turbines and is the world's most powerful dam. It was always clear that an economy growing as quickly as China's would need new energy sources, and ideally those energy sources would need to be cleaner than coal. By implementing one stage of construction after another, China was able to successfully complete the production of one of the most complicated engineering projects ever undertaken. While the Chinese government was building a giant dam across its most powerful river, the British government was also undertaking an ambitious project of its own. It was trying to computerise post offices so that they could improve benefit payments. The 17 million people who then collected benefits would be given special swipe cards. The system would reduce fraud, lower costs, and be more convenient for both government and claimants. The card was announced in 1996. The IT project was run by the Department of Social Security, DSS, and by post office counters. Pathway, a subsidiary of International Computers Limited, ICL, won the contract to develop and install the technology. By the time the project was cancelled 3 years later, in 1999, post office counters had lost £571 million. ICL wrote off £180 million, and the DSS had laid out about £127 million. Because the system was supposed to have saved £100 million in fraudulent claims, which didn't happen, the total cost to the taxpayer of the failed project was put at about £1 billion. The cancellation of the Post Office Benefit Card project was followed by the publication of a report later that year that listed 25 government IT projects that had resulted in delay, confusion, and inconvenience to the citizen, and in many cases, poor value for money for the taxpayer. The report goes on to say that, for more than two decades, implementing IT systems successfully has proved difficult, and that problems continue to occur in areas where recommendations have been made in the past. Those challenges aren't unique to the UK's IT initiatives. In 2013, the US government launched healthcare.gov, a health insurance shopping site that would enable Americans to take advantage of the new Affordable Care Act. Despite the budget for the site ballooning from $93.7 million to $1.7 billion during development, it was only 4 days before launch that officials realised the site still had too little capacity. It crashed as soon as it opened. By the end of the day, only 6 of the 250,000 people who had tried to access the site were able to select an insurance plan and submit an application. In the cases above, it was a think big, start big, learn slow approach. The future was determined at the moment when the least was known, and there was insufficient learning until right at or after the theoretical end, which is really just the beginning. There was insufficient realisation of early and often slices of value and learning. A deterministic mindset was being repeatedly applied to an emergent domain of work, and the same poor outcomes resulted. That doesn't necessarily mean that the Chinese government is better at building things than the UK or US governments. Building a dam is knowable. There are more than 57,000 large dams worldwide. China is the most dammed country in the world, with more than 23,000 large dams.